why, dude, that's why, like, you know why women typically, you have a girlfriend, like, you go home, you usually don't feel like doing anything. They're always like, we got to go places, we got to go places. They want to see you interact with other males, and they, like, judge you on how you interact with other men.
Makes sense.
So that's why, like, when you're out of the movies, dude, they don't, if you sit at home with your girlfriend all the time and never take her out anywhere, she's just like, meh.
Yeah.
Just to see you dominate other men in the public sphere.
She has to see you do stand-up. Talk about the fucking, ultimate, like, it's really funny because if I'm just at a bar by myself or, like, with friends, not one girl is going to fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
Not really. But if I go do stand-up and do well, you know.
Yeah. It's unreal.
It's hilarious.
I used to do stand-up, and it was the exact same experience.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Every hot chick's like, oh, my God, you were so funny. What are you doing? And it's like...
Social status. It's fantastic.
It's crazy. And then what's really funny is you leave that club and walk to the next bar, and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm a fucking zero.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bad
like
feeling.
Like, when you crush at a comedy club, and then you leave and go to, like, Bards or another bar, wherever we go, and you just sit there, and you're like... I get no respect.
Well, that's when you start. Start catcalling, dude.
That's when you got a catcall, dude.
That's when, dude.
Let me hear some catcalls.
Girls fucking love when you catcall them.
Do they?
Yeah, they love it.
I think they.
They get
so excited.
They
do love it.
They do.
Yes.
They get a little like, oh, what's going on?
All right, let's say
it's just me, babe.
Let's say that hot chick.
You're
from
so
the
hot,
mic,
babe.
That hot chick from the mic who's walking by you on the street.
Yo, like those titties.
That's how you catcall. Yeah.
Like those titties. How old are you? Yo, let me see your ID. I just catcall like a South Street black dude. How old are you? Yo, come here.
Nice. You can do the old scorpion.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Yeah, catcalling
works.
That's
the ultimate catcall.
I've literally had a couple successful catcalls.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Back before I knew it was bad, I used to do it all the time.
Dude, catcalling... And it's funny because I remember right when catcalling had reached its. Remember that girl made that YouTube video of her like walking down the street
all day
like,
long.
Look at this.
This guy's like, come here, you fucking bitch. You're fucking
All these fucking clearly planted actors were like, hey, baby. And walked with her for five blocks. It's like,
yeah, but
come
you'd
on,
be surprised.
Bro.
There's like, you get like some like weird fucking Greek dude. He'll definitely do that. He'll definitely be like, mama, you're so pretty. Mama, come here. Yes, let me fish your butt.
Oh, please. I have a very nice villa. Please. A very beautiful plaza. Garden.
But, yeah, that's like.
But I when that was, when it reached its pinnacle, I remember because I was doing a, like a black show and I was like, a white comic before me talked about catcalling. And the black audience was like,
well, so
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then I followed him and I was like, hey, fucking retard, that's how like 90% of these people met. Every black relationship starts with a cat call, dude. That's how they all start.
Yeah, you
it's like
come
a black
off.
Lady walking down the street and a black dude just being like, hey, yo, ma. That's
yeah.
it.
Did you ever hear the Patrice O'Neal bit about how he knows how to hunt black women?
No.
I can't do it justice, but it's worth looking up.
What does he say?
It's just about how like you have to come at them very
you have to criticize
aggressive.
Them.
Right. Yeah, it's like, would you you didn't put your wig on straight? And then
oh, you
she,
neg them.
Right, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah. right. Fuck and then, yeah. like, she flips out. And then he's like, come on, come on. You're just so beautiful. I didn't know how to say anything. She's like, well, you don't say that. And he's like, all right, let me start over. Like,
oh, my God.
Dude, Patrice tried to hook up with my sister once.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
She was at Helium. And he was, you know, he was like, damn, that's a beautiful white bitch. It was my sister, Katie. <Yeah. laughs> Which she, I always
That's
used to make fun
a
of her.
Sick fucking.
I was always,
pick-up
I was
line.
Like, it was. I always made fun of her. Like, if you're a white girl and black dudes are catcalling you, it's time to hit the fucking gym, dude.
True, dude. They do. They kick it up heavy, though, man.
What
my so you've seen Brittany's house? My girlfriend, like the behind her house, there's this big field with four open lots, and she lets her dog poop back there. And there's this guy, I've never caught him. He'll catch her every now and again, this bald dude. And he'll catch her back there and be like, baby, I don't take no for an answer. And they're getting like a fucking field at nighttime. I don't take no for an answer. I'm so dominant, babe. I need you to calm me down. Dude, she has to be like, I'm fucking out of here. Black dudes, to hit the catcalls, they can go hard.
Yeah, they'll catcall you.
They'll get you good.
That was also what was really funny to me during the whole catcall fucking phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. Are we really going to blame straight white guys for this one?
Yeah.
Can we for once not be the bad guys on this?
I'll throw a honk every now and again. I'm like,
what's
going to
what most straight white dudes catcalling is when you're hammered with your dogs. You're dressed like you're going to Charlottesville.
Yep.
You're wearing a fucking tucked-in polo.
Gelled hair.
A hot chick walks by like, what's up, bitch? Yeah. Like, that's the extent of white catcalling.
She's like, come here. Yeah, yeah. Come here. Fuck you.
So, hey, you're really pretty. And she's like, ew. And all your friends laugh. And you're like, whatever, bitch. Like, that's it.
Well, I've talked about this before, dude. We, like, when I used to go out, it was you grabbed a girl and grinded on her.
Oh, yeah, at the bar.
Yeah, that's what you used to do, man. Hey, man. Party was outside, dude. You fucking, if the people were dancing in the streets, they were getting grabbed and fucking grinded.
Yeah, that's how you do it, dude.
You just went up and fucking...
initiate the grind. It's so fucking hot.
Sucks, can't do that. I'm gonna start a bar.
I'm surprised to hear that that's not... Now, I haven't, like, obviously gone to a club and, like...
Don't do that, dude.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
Because that was legit what you did.
Yeah. I know people who met that way, dude.
So what do?
You just jump up and down and like you're like Kevin Harris rules and you just kind of like
You got to dance together.
You like dance in a big group,
yeah,
in a big like unisex group, and there's no like genital on genital until I guess you know eventually maybe it'll progress.
And
then that
a girl chooses you and is like, oh my god, what do you do?
Yeah, it's not you're not just flying in like dick to butt, just fucking
fucking Nellyville's on.
Yeah, dude.
Jagged Edge is on, dude. Here comes the grinding.
I'm going to die alone. I don't know how I'm going to meet somebody.
Well, I mean, there's so much online stuff.
Dude, now that you're on this cast.
Exactly, dude.
Don't be surprised
There's at least like 25 hot chicks that listen to this.
There's probably like, you're probably going to get about 6 friend requests from dudes that listen to this. What up, Richards? Send Steve Gerben a friend request. You're going to get some hot guys out of this.
Well, I guess what I just meant out of that was just like, there's, if you, I don't know quite how to say it, but it's like, if you take away the guy's ability to, like, be dominant, it's just going to, it sounds like the worst word possible.
Aggressive.
But, right, to, like, be a guy.
Initiate.
So, the like, relationship. Right, yeah. It's like everything is a gigantic Sadie Hawkins dance. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna like please choose me.
It used to
it's
be
just
prom.
Pathetic.
It used to be prom, and it used to be like, hey, would you go to the dance with me? And she'd be like, even though I don't want to, yes. Now it's a fucking Sadie Hawkins where it's like all the dudes just stand there, like hopefully a chick fucking asks me to the dance.
Yeah,
they reversed it, and men let it happen.
Wait, girls ask you to the dance?
Yeah, it's like what he just said. Sadie
Hawkins.
Well,
just like with the there's so many apps now where it's like you're not allowed to talk to.
Fuck you.
What?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is. I didn't know what
that was. Oh, Sadie Hawkins is like girls ask guys to dance.
Instead of guys ask girls.
Okay, I didn't know that was, I didn't know that was the name of it.
Anyway.
That's how Bumble is. Bumble's the girls initiate.
Right.
Like, dude, their fucking lines are pitiful. It's always like, hey, what's your favorite movie? And you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, of course. They're not built to fucking initiate.
True.
You got to be a fucking Puerto Rican construction worker.
Yeah.
You got to see a girl walk by and be like, hey, mommy.
Just a fucking kiss for every pulse in your loins.